This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Starting at sundown, Israel marks its annual Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and victims of terrorism. This year, there are lots of memorials for soldiers killed in the Israel-Hamas war. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more from Tel Aviv.
A siren wails across Israel. Traffic comes to a halt, and people observe a moment of solemn reflection. Then at sundown Monday, the mood changes into celebrations for Israel's independence. The contrast is meant to link the wars that Israel has fought with the idea of its survival as a state. On the eve of Memorial Day, though, police clashed with some of the families of the hostages held in Gaza and fired water cannons at them. They've been holding near daily demonstrations, calling on their government to halt its attacks on Gaza and bring their loved ones home. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Graduation ceremonies across the country were met with some minor disruptions this weekend, mostly from pro-Palestinian demonstrators calling for an end to the war in Gaza. Rebecca Rossman has more.
At UC Berkeley, commencement speakers were disrupted by dozens of soon-to-be graduates shouting, "Divest!" At the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a small group of students were seen carrying a Palestinian flag inside Camp Randall Stadium. And at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, students splashed red paint on the steps of a building hours before their commencement ceremony. Despite the small disruptions, this weekend's graduation ceremonies remained relatively calm in comparison to the student encampments that have upended multiple university campuses across the country for weeks now. More than 2,800 people have been arrested on college campuses since mid-April, when some universities called in police to break up the encampments. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman.
In Baltimore, authorities have postponed a controlled demolition to break up part of the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that had been scheduled for tonight. From member station WYPR, Wamboy Kamahu has more.
Due to weather conditions producing lightning within 10 miles of the Dali and rising tide, Unified Command has postponed the demolition to Monday. Authorities plan to use small charges to make precision cuts to separate a 500-foot-long section of the bridge. The maneuver is expected to refloat the Dali and restore shipping along the Patapsco River. Officials say they are still confident they'll be able to open a center channel by the end of the month. The ship's collision with the Key Bridge on March 26 caused its total collapse, resulting in the tragic loss of six construction workers. The sixth body was recovered recently. For NPR News, I'm Wamboy Kamau in Baltimore.
Asian markets are trading lower at this hour. The Nikkei, the main market in Japan, down about 0.2%. Asia Dow also down about 0.2%. This is NPR. Tomorrow, more than 5,000 workers at a Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama, will vote on whether to join the United Auto Workers Union. It caps months of organizing for workers who say pay and benefits have stalled. The UAW has been gaining ground lately. 3 weeks ago, Volkswagen workers at a Chattanooga, Tennessee plant voted to join the UAW. And last fall, UAW strikes against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, formerly Chrysler, scored big wins for workers. Members of the Navajo Nation have herded sheep for centuries, a tradition that is in decline. Gabriel Piazza of member station KJZZ reports one family is working to keep it alive on Mother's Day.
Each Mother's Day weekend, family and friends from as far as Germany travel to the Navajo Nation to shear more than 130 Navajo churro sheep. The group is called Flocks of Grace, named by Navajo sisters Denise Rosales and Lori Curley, who have kept the generation-spanning tradition alive. It is a tribute to their late grandmother, Grace Cinny Yellow Mexican, who herded sheep, a practice that is in decline today. Here's Curley.
I said I was waiting for her to come around in that gold truck she has. And then just stare at us from over there, make sure we're doing it right.
It's estimated that sheep numbers have dwindled to some 8,000 on the sprawling reservation that spans Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio on the Navajo Nation.
And I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.